Awesome. All right, we will call to order this Board of County Commissioners meeting for February 21st, 2024. We will be suspending the rules so that I can second motions as Commissioner Sakovic is unable to join us today. We typically start these meetings with a prayer reading or thought and the Pledge of Allegiance. Alice Black has volunteered to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us. And so do we have any volunteers for a prayer reading or a thought? Bert Garfield has volunteered for us. So yeah, if you want to come up and start us off there, that'd be great.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this chance to gather together. We thank thee for this great place we have to live in. We thank thee for the freedoms we've been blessed with. We thank thee for our forefathers that designed this government and recognized the virtue of people, and that freedom is a cherished aspect of our lives. We ask, please bless us. We can have this discussion and deal with matters with the county in a very effective way. Yes, please bless those people in the military and in that are first responders, that they'll be safe and protected. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Please repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we will now build our consent agenda. Rather than just going section by section with us only having one commissioner here, what I'll do is I'll go through the ones that I would like to hold, and then I'll ask Commissioner Gordon if he has any additional he would like to hold. As we go through on my end, on item number 14, we just need to have the adoption. We don't need to hold it. We just need the adoption of an amended agreement. Then it looks like we would like to hold items 23 and 25. And then item 26, we have an amended agreement that needs to be adopted.
Real quick, sorry. They won't be amended agreements per se. They'll just be replacement agreements that were sent via email this morning.
Perfect. Yeah, for the agreement that was sent via email this morning. And then striking items 51, 52, 53, and 54. That's what I had. Commissioner Gordon, do you have any additional items beyond those that you would like to hold?
The only one was the names on item 22 of the North Fork Special Service District. Do we have those names?
Yeah, the proposed names that I have are Dwayne Dorton and Scott Hart.
Terrific, thanks. I have none other.
And Ms. Commissioner, my notes indicate that the Children's Justice Center was hoping to continue items 33 and 34 until next meeting.
Okay. 33 and 34 continue for 1 week. Okay, any additional? All right.
Okay, I have approved on consent 14 with the updated agreement. 22 approved on consent with the names of Dwayne Dorton and Scott Hart. We're holding 23, 25, approving on consent 26 with the updated agreement. And continuing 33 to the next meeting, which is February 28th, also 34 to February 28th. And then as far as closed meetings, we're striking 51, 52, 53, and 54.
That's what I had as well. Okay. All right, we will start with item 23.
Thank you, Commissioners. Adam Beck, County Attorney's Office. There are just a couple items that I wanted to just give you a brief update on and explain why we need to continue these items. The first one is Milk's Properties. They came before us, I think, in our previous meeting. This is the organization that had the motocross track. We struck the item and continued it. We just continued it to this meeting to give us some time to put together a payment plan. The discussions are still in place right now. In order for us to defer any taxes out for that payment plan, we have to get approval from their mortgage holder. And so they're still working on that. And so for the time being, we'd like to continue it to give them some time to speak with the mortgage company, and we can finish our payment plan with them.
Okay.
The second
one.
Do you
want to continue that one without date, maybe?
Yeah, we can continue that one without date.
Oh, great idea.
And we'll bring it back.
Yep. The Zola Joanne Buffo, that one is a green belt item. We've been working on a deferral agreement, but we're still having discussions about the terms of the agreement, and so we need a little more time on that. So if we can continue that one without date, that'd be perfect. Okay. And then lastly, several months ago, there was an item that came on regarding a piece of property that consists of half of a park and vineyard. In that commission meeting, we approved half of the park for the abatement of taxes off that property. An application has been submitted for the other half of the property. We had been in discussions with the attorney for Flagship Development Incorporated. They're not here right now, and I'd prefer to have them present to be able to speak to that before we move forward. So I plan on having that on our next one, but maybe we'll just continue that one without date.
Okay. And it was under Flagship is what it's listed on?
Yes, Flagship Development.
Okay, I'm fine taking those three items and continuing without date. Is there anybody here to speak to any other items on the tax action? Okay. Can we get a motion to pass item number 20, that's number 23, with the three properties being continued?
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. That passes 2-0. Item number 25, approve and authorize the signing of an agreement between Utah County and the Utah County Arts Board for the operation of the Utah County Art Gallery and co-sponsorship of the 2024 art exhibits. I didn't see any issue with the contract. I understand that there's a representative here that wanted to speak to that item.
That's correct. This item has previously gone before the Tourism Tax Advisory Board and been approved. The agreement is similar to the agreements that we've had in years past. But Jeannie Gum from the Arts Board is here and can speak to this item.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. As I said, I'm Jeannie Gum. I'm co-president. I was president years ago, and now I'm back. And just pretty much just wanted to first thank the county for letting us put art in the Health and Justice building and more buildings that might come. I just wanted to introduce myself, especially to you, because I think you're the commissioner kind of who's the art gal. So we might be working together more. We have some fun things coming up, like the Children's Art Festival in July.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're able to return to the board as president and appreciate the work that you do for our community.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve item 25.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Do we have any public comment? Any online? All right, I'll entertain a final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.